Cam Underwood joining us from the State of the U. You can follow him at Underwood Sports.
Yeah.
Or at the State of the U. You can follow me.
Some of the coaches that has most energy is him. We might be better off over there at the U, down at Coral Gables.
I am a very energetic person.
Yeah. Right? No, he's like, I'm saying him all day. I don't care.
They're asking me to get on you about saying faith. They want some more substance.
What do you want of more substance?
On the Twitter here, they're saying, why didn't you kill him for saying faith is the reason the Canes D would be better? I mean,
What else is he going to say?
Okay, fine. If you don't want faith, then I'm going to give you I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is why we're going to be better. Number one, physical development, working out with the strength and conditioning coach, Andre Swayze. That's number one. Number two, it's another year being in the system, so knowledge of their system and responsibilities for their job. Three, the dedication to their job and not to make plays for their own highlight reel. And that kind of goes back to the locker room. And then four, a desire to be better that intangible initiative personally to do their job and to make plays to be a better defense and support the offense.
Do you think I've been reading a lot about how the team might have quit. They're looking towards the NFL, a lot of guys. Do you think guys playing for now, not tomorrow, that might improve the defense?
I mean, obviously. I mean, the play that you're playing right now is the most important one,
right?
Not the touchdown on the first play against Florida, you know, 8 years ago, or, you know, not the last play against Florida State. Mm-hmm. The play that is happening right now is the most important
one.
So living in that
moment.
Exactly.
The biggest thing to me is it's always the reaction to a loss. Mm-hmm. How do you come back from a loss?
They took that FSU one pretty hard.
Oh, yeah, well,
I was surprised how they kind of...
I mean, I've seen that happen before over and over again, which is you put so much energy and focus and stock in one game that if you lose that game, it's like you've got nothing left.
That's on the coach, though, at some point. You have to.
That's on everybody.
It's on the entire program.
You have to motivate the kids and get them up for the next game. That's part of...
Yeah, but
coach.
I could be energetic and I can be in your face, rah rah sis boom bah, you know, go team fight, you know, hail alma mater you and everything.
Right. That was
and then
cool.
You're, you know,
it's be our new fight song.
Hey, all right. And then, you know, the kids, if they're just sitting there, you know, like looking at their watches, like, okay, is coach done yet? Like, are you done with this speech? Like, yeah, okay, cool. I'm supposed to do my job. Great. Okay, cool. I got, you know, Shorty, you know, from Penthouse 4 Pentland, it's a dorm floor, and, you know, at the sorry, not the first thing I said, but yeah, you know, I have a couple girls waiting for me after practice, or, you know, I got to call my mom or whatever. And they're not fully in the moment. And I mean, if they're not engaged even for the correction at the coaching level in practice and, you know, the meeting room, then what good is it?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, let me get your take on a couple of things, because the texts that are coming in are all snarky.
Of course.
Right now. 67974, you have a non-snarky text on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. What did you think of the, you were at the uniform unveil.
I was.
At the party. Getting your free drink on, you lucky bastard.
I may or may not.
Meanwhile, my air condition was blowing up, but that's okay. What did you think of the new uniforms and your thoughts on what you saw?
I love the new uniforms. I really think that the design is slick. I know that people were talking about the cheetah print kind of design, but that's part of the new Adidas Tech Fit jersey technology.
I think it looked better in different colors.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, if you saw the UCLA jerseys, it didn't look necessarily that good. If you saw the alternate Nebraska jerseys, the black ones, it looked actually really bad. But on ours, it looked really good. I thought the design was sleek. I didn't think they were doing too much. It kind of had an old school vibe with a new school twist to it. And I really like
the technology. That part kind of interests me because it's Miami. First of all, you want to stay cool.
Yep.
Second of all, how it grabs you. A defensive player might not be able to grab it as they would an old school jersey.
Right, and they were saying that, you know, that
it
might
really
be
looks like it sticks to the kids.
Thought the cleats were awesome.
Oh yeah.
Really?
I mean, I really thought that was my favorite part of the whole thing.
Adidas Zero. That's all written all big on the shoe.
I know, I like it.
But I mean they could take that off. I mean, you saw some of the models.
I just like the color schemes of the cleats. Yeah. Here's the thing is they only let you see like three combinations that night.
Yeah,
I think
it was the core combination.
Right.
So white,
green, and orange. There's other stuff that's going to appear.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the black one, isn't there?
Sources tell me there's other stuff that's going to appear.
I've heard rumblings of the same thing. I mean,
it's gonna be like a Miami Heat Tropics
I can't discuss it.
I mean, that would be interesting.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you're talking about, you know, being on cutting edge of fashion, you know, if Adidas is trying to make us their Oregon, and Oregon had all black uniforms with pink helmets, pink socks, you know, and accents like that, I could see something like that coming to Miami.
Cut the cord from tradition.
Let's go.
Another topic, big right now, stadium issue. Oof. Gather with the soccer people. Stay at Sun Life. You know, I saw a couple tweets this morning that a member of the Board of Trustees had met with Beckham, mm-hmm. and there was some movement made there. The bottom line is, and I know Adam Beasley, who works on our station, also covers the Dolphins for the Herald, does a great job. He said, you know, he met with some big-time Dolphins execs, and they don't want to let Miami out, but of course they don't. We're a tenant. We're paying rent. We're you know, we're bringing the money for parking and all this other stuff. Of course they don't. But on the other hand, if the Canes want to just desperately get out of that stadium and there's another place to play, they will find a way. Contracts are meant to find a loophole to be broken.
I mean, that could be true, but I mean, the thing that is going to be the deal breaker is, will we pony up the money to get out of that contract, to get out of that lease? And that's what's going to happen to move to the Beckham site and have, you know, the 40,000 seat stadium down right there next to Marlins Park or any other place. Stephen Ross is on record saying, I don't want to let the Canes out. And what that is doing is pushing that buyout as high
as he
can.
There's
no
options, right? So I heard some people talking there might be a 10-year option that's coming up in 2 years.
No. I don't know if there's any. First of all, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Someone needs to write this article. Mm-hmm. Paul D, may rest in peace, and he was at my wedding. Paul D was at my wedding, okay? Like, I mean, I love the man. But this 25-year deal with Sun Life, it could literally be one of the worst deals in South Florida sports history, and there's been a lot of them.
Yeah.
That is a long time to attach yourself to another stadium.
I don't get the entire problem with it because, yes, the old Sun Life, that was terrible for the Canes. But they're throwing in people's faces all the money that's going, like, they're spending the money.
Can I ask you a question?
They're going to have
the stadium moving any closer to campus?
No, but it's about to be a beautiful place.
Is it any closer to campus?
All I've heard lately is facilities.
Well, that's Miami again recruiting, like, you know, where they disingenuously, our new stadium. No, it's not yours. You didn't pay a single dime for
the
new stadium.
It's the stadium that we play in, though. So, I mean, it's halfway disingenuous.
An NFL team plays in that stadium that's about to be world class.
True.
But it's not any closer to campus.
Right.
That's the bottom line. Listen, this is not the ideal location for the Hurricane Stadium to be in, okay?
I don't think it's a student problem, though, that aren't going to the games. I think it's a Hurricane fan.
I agree, but I think you have a lot of fans that live in the Coral Gables, South Miami, Kendall, Pinecrest, Gould's, even further south area, that don't go to the games because they're just not used to, like, going further north than
this town, man. People said that about the Marlins.
Yeah, people are very territorial in this town.
Then they put the Marlins Park there. People still aren't going. It's winner's town.
Jeffrey Loria doesn't help things.
As soon as the Hurricanes start putting double-digit wins up and they have the state-of-the-art stadium where Super Bowls are being held.
Okay, Cam.
I don't think they're going to have a problem.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Win total?
8.
MVP of the team, offense and defense.
MVP of the team on offense, Brad Kaya, because he's the franchise. On defense, Jermaine Grace.
Ooh, the linebacker.
He was second on the team in tackles, and he didn't start a game. He's put on weight. Excuse me. I've seen him in person. He's up to 215 pounds.
The linebacker.
And, man, that kid can play.
You do these freshman profiles. Yeah, what's going to be the most impactful?
Most impactful freshman?
Yeah.
Jaquan Johnson.
Ooh.
That kid is the franchise. I mean, that is his nickname. Four-time
all-day. He's got that nickname already.
Ever since. Four-time all-day, first team. Nobody, there's a very few handful who've done that.
Biggest win of the year.
Uh-oh. Don't say it.
I know he's going to make.
Don't say it.
Can it happen?
Florida State.
Cam brings it.
Come up to Tallahassee. Catch
I know.
It.
They painted me in the corner. I know you saw that coming.
If you want more amazing Canes information, follow them on the Twitter at Underwood Sports. Follow the State of the U. Go to thestateoftheu.com. Cam, man, it is a pleasure. Thanks for coming down. We're going to have to do it again.
Hey, definitely. Yeah. Just let me know, man. It was a lot of fun.
And we might have to, have a beer together at a tailgate somewhere around the world?
Yeah, we might be able to make that happen.
Might be able to. Riz, are you going to come out?
I'm there.
Like if the Noles are playing a night primetime game.
My sister goes to FAU now, so maybe we can go over there.
Hey.
By the way, those tickets are almost gone, man. We better get on it. Yeah.
Oh, I was offered some the other day. I might have to get on that.
Yeah, you better get on that.
I'm a freshman at FAU.
Katrina McCormick up at FAU. I needed my press pass now. Thank you. Tam, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it. Love your work. Love your passion. And it's it is about the state of the U.